First time ever, we're not starting the show with
good morning.
So we have to start it with
good afternoon.
Hello. This is Songs with Words. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO.
Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome.
Back.
It's been literally so long.
It's been so
long. Like, we had the show last week, but it wasn't real. It wasn't.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't. It's so good to be back.
It's so beautiful. It's a beautiful day out. The sun is shining.
Happy beautiful day.
Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. We're so happy to be here with our friend, Maya.
Maya, say hi.
Wait. I don't know. Maya will be with us in a moment. Yeah. Sorry for being late. I guess you wouldn't have known that if we didn't tell you.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry.
Okay, well, that was Now by St. Vincent.
It was.
And
Now.
We will be playing.
We will be playing Premiere by Bruno Pernadas. Nope. We're looking for it. Hold tight, guys.
Bruno Pernadas.
Okay.
Let's hear it, guys.
Okay.
Here you go.
Okay. Bye. It's gonna make you stay. Dealing cards on every Sunday. The request now makes you wonder, do you think it's gonna make you sway? Well, you've been washed away from the place you never planned to stay. For the sake of every soulmate, do you wanna go now? Do you feel alright now? Is it very late now? No. Coming back from when you went down, never stand to watch the fade out. All the things that you might have been, and despite your best intentions, you have failed to reach the absence, 'cause you're always in something, man. And you've been washed away from the place you never planned to stay. For the sake of every soulmate, do you wanna go now? Do
All right, that was a very long song that's not over yet, actually. And it should just still be playing behind us, which is a new exciting thing that we are trying on the show.
We're challenging ourselves.
Yeah, we are.
So, Maya, for those who can't see, for everyone, there's an angel who sits before us today.
Oh, wow.
On this fine day. Please say hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you. This is my first time at WMFO ever.
It's literally an honor.
It's amazing. I'm honored to be here.
Welcome to Songs with Words. We should have, like, prepared you and asked you to bring words.
Yeah.
Maybe honestly, we'll think of something.
They're not really coming to me right now, if I'm being honest.
That's okay. They'll come. They always do. That's they the best thing. That's the magic of this show, actually.
Wow. They always come.
They always appear somehow.
And then they just flow.
They just flow.
Exactly. All right. Well, next we're going to be hearing Tennessee by the Silver Jews.
You've been listening to this one lately?
I have. I love this song. It has my favorite pickup line in it, which is, "You're the only 10 I see."
They put it in the song?
They put it in the song.
Yeah, the title of the song is Tennessee spelled as the state.
Right, so it's like the like, oh, are you from Tennessee?
No, I know, but I feel like it could have been funny if they spelled it differently in the title also. But I actually can't boldly make that claim because I haven't heard the song yet.
Okay, so. Well, let's hear it.
I'm sorry.
Let's hear it.
Well, why don't we let Premiere fizzle out on its own? All right. Why are you so anxious to get on with my song?
It's 8 minutes long.
Yeah, and it's a great 8 minutes all the way through. Okay. I want to give the people what they deserve.
Well, then here's 30 more seconds of Premiere, and then Tennessee by Silver Jews.
I saw the river playing in the valley, rushing round a bend and skipping stones. I saw the meadow wobble in the moonlight. I've come to get my girl and take her home. Her doorbell plays a bar of Stephen Foster. Her sister never left, and look what it cost her. We're gonna live in Nashville, and I'll make a career out of writing sad songs and getting paid by the tear. Marry me and leave Kentucky, come to Tennessee. But you're the only 10 I see. You're the only 10 I see.
I've looked through offices and honky-tonks for man enough to be.
Punk rock died when the first kid said, "Punk's not dead, punk's not dead." You know Louisville is death. We've got to up and move, because the dead do not improve. Goodbye, users and suckers, and steady bad luckers. We're off to the land of club soda unbridled. We're off to the land of hot middle-aged women. Off to the land whose blood runneth orange. Marry me and leave Kentucky and come to Tennessee. You're the only ten I see. You're the only ten I see.
I've looked through offices and honky-tonks for man, man enough to be. Mr. Mrs. Tennessee.
Guys,
we're having some serious Wordle drama right now. Sorry.
Did you do the Wordle today? Let us know.
Let us know
how many guesses it took you. And how many things you thought it was before you figured out what it was.
We thought it was three things before we figured out. Have we figured it out yet, Maya?
I'm on my last one.
We haven't figured
it out. Oh my god. Yet. Live Wordle try.
Oh my gosh. This is the craziest Wordle to have ever been dropped. Okay, let's get back to business. That was,
The Model.
The Model.
By Belle and Sebastian.
I'm sorry, guys. I just had a major brain fart.
It's fine.
I just worked 4 hours, and that might not seem like a long time, but it really left me. It really left me withered. My brain is withered.
Yeah. It's okay. Maya finished the Wordle, also, in other news.
That's exciting. Well, next we're going to be hearing Nobody Knows Me at All by the Weepies.
Does anyone know you at all?
No.
Do you feel? Can we ever truly know each other?
I don't think so.
Wow.
I think...
That was an immediate answer.
It's what I think. Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think?
I disagree. And sometimes I think that other people...
Know you better than you know
have
yourself.
The chance to know you, like... Sometimes other people know you better than you know yourself. I think there's a lot of things that might stop one from knowing oneself.
That's really interesting. We'll just continue this discussion off...
Yeah.
Off microphone. Anyways, here's Nobody Knows Me at All by the Weepies, and then soon after, I have some words for all of you.
So do I, actually. How Maya? Exciting.
Do you have words?
She's working on it.
She's working on it. Goodbye. She has the word all. Okay, bye.
When I was a child, everybody smiled. Nobody knows me at all. Very late at night and in the morning light, nobody knows me at all. I got lots of friends, yes, but then again, nobody knows me at all. Kids and a wife, it's a beautiful life, nobody knows me at all. And oh, nobody knows me at all. I know how you feel, no secrets to reveal. Nobody knows me at all. Nobody knows me at all. Nobody knows me. Nobody knows me. Nobody knows me at all.
That's a fact. I got some inhibitions that might be holding me back. I've been seeing this portrait attached to a small fee for a $10 cowboy who looks a lot like me. If you're a $10 cowboy, then you already know that there never was a rider who couldn't be thrown.
Even Billy McLean fell off a time or two. He was a $10 cowboy who looked a lot like you. I'm a $10 cowboy, I play a little guitar. People always ask me if I'm a rodeo star. Doubt if I got 8 seconds, but I can sing you a song. Like a big bull rider, I'm steady holding on. The $10 cowboy, he leads a colorful life. Don't you worry about him, he knows he only died twice. Like Billy McLean, he's the last of his breed. He's just a $10 cowboy who looks a lot like me. Street corners, learning to stand behind this guitar. $10 was a whole lot of money. Cowboy, cowboy singer, both highly hazardous occupations. Look out.
Everybody, we have some really exciting words for all of you in this little intermission. That was $10 Cowboy by Charlie Crockett, by the way.
If you were a cowboy, how much would you cost?
$10, because I'm a $10 cowboy.
Really?
Yeah. It's not about that.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing about $10. I think that $10 is too much to pay for something that should be like really high value and low price. Like $10 is no longer like a steal for something really good. But it's also too little for something that you should be paying more for.
For some reason $6.50 is just really coming.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to be like a $3 cowboy.
Okay. Well, I'll be a $10 cowboy and you'll be a $3 cowboy. Anyways, let's get back to the words, which is not
tell
this
us
stupid argument.
Tell us something, Maya.
So, yeah, Maya has a fun fact.
In Joe the other day was playing Nobody Knows Me at All for me, and the phrase happy as a clam really stuck with me for some reason. So I have some words to share with you all about that phrase. The phrase as happy as a clam is derived from the full phrase happy as a clam at high water. And that's because clams are collected during the low tide, so during the high tide, they are safe from fishermen. And so that's why you're happy as a clam.
See, I never knew that, and I've said the phrase, I'm happy as a clam, maybe, not a lot, but I've said it before.
It's a great phrase.
It's really cute.
Yeah, I love that phrase, but I never thought about it until now.
It kind of has made it darker in my mind, knowing that, you know?
Okay.
Because they're happy when they're not, like, at risk of being killed.
Yeah. Save the clams.
Could you say the same for yourself? Like, objectively, yes.
Yes.
But is that the only time?
That I'm happy as a clam? No. No. I'm just... anyways, unimportant. Oh my gosh. You're asking me way too many questions on air, and I'm way too tired.
Maya has something else for us, too. Go ahead, Maya.
Oh, okay. Today, you brushed your teeth, you skipped the floss, you combed your hair... You went to work, you did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado.
Oh my god.
You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
My neck, like, tweaked when you said that.
That is not what I was expecting.
I just thought the writing of that was crazy.
Yeah, it is. That's so really
PSA,
dramatic.
Everybody.
That was the PSA.
Thank you, Maya.
Okay, well, next we're going to hear Three Hopeful Thoughts by Rilo Kiley.
Yeah, and maybe it'll cheer us up a little bit.
And then I have some other words for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, exciting.
Right, here it is. Apologies for the lull.
Sorry for the awkward silence.
Oh my gosh, there's a cop going by. Can you guys hear that? Oh, that was Veronica, not the cop, by the way, in case you were like, whoa, that got really loud.
That was Three Hopeful Thoughts by Rilo Kiley.
It was.
Anyone have a hopeful thought for the moment? There's three of us.
We're all hopeful thoughts.
Yeah.
The thought of us is hopeful.
That's so beautiful.
All right. We're going to play a little bit of music in the background as...
We're setting the mood.
We're setting the mood. I don't know if you can. Oh, you can hear
it. Can you confirm
it.
That it yeah. sounds good? Okay, Joe.
Wait, maybe put it up just a little bit. Oh, that's beautiful. Okay, so as we listen to this beautiful little jazz song, I am going to read a poem by this boy. He could be a man. He maybe is the same age as me. That I follow on Instagram, and he writes poetry, and he's really talented, and I just love the way that he writes. So.
Let's hear it.
His name is Buck. His Instagram is Buckknife, but I think his name is Nico.
Oh, okay.
So I don't really know about what that's about.
Okay.
But, okay. Here's a poem he wrote. I spent my night filling... Sorry, I'm going to start over. Sorry. I spent my night filing through the shit under my bed. I found a box jam-packed with cum socks, God-thick Bibles and poems and creased photos of people I used to kiss until my lips hurt. I found pain that I had stashed under the mattress shoes I forgot I owned. An empty lube bottle from my love days. I found a dead friend's hat, a pair of dusty lungs, and my old heart molding in a school supplies box. There was a rosary necklace coiled up in an old birthday gift bag, along with the sentimental cards ripped around the corners. There were photos of Mama and Papa, still in love, kissing on an altar, weight scales wedged into corners where I hoped to never see them again, and a framed photo of me, big, smiled, rosy-cheeked. With a gut full of beauty, I must have been 9 years old. I hate looking through my old things. It makes me feel again, and my body shakes. So, I don't know, that was his most recent Instagram post, and I was like, wow, this guy really gets it.
This guy really gets it, and this girl's in love with you. By Dorothy Ashby, which is what we're listening to right now.
What?
Joe
got visibly nervous there.
That really got me.
I can't profess my love for you on the air. Is that not allowed?
No, it's completely allowed. I couldn't formulate a response quick enough. Okay. I'm telling you, my brain is short-circuiting.
That's okay.
Today.
It's okay. It's okay. That's what happens when the espresso fumes just take too much space up in your head.
All right. Well, as this song comes to an end, we're going to be listening to a song which I want to dedicate to my mother and father, who I believe are listening right now, and who I just love so much. It makes me a little choked up to talk about.
Wow.
And this is called I Had a Real Good Mother and Father by Jillian Welch. Who
you still do?
I do. I currently have.
Yeah.
Who I was put onto by my father and my mother, and is their CD that I have been listening to over and over again in the car the past week, which is Soul Journey, Jillian Welch's arguably best album, and this song is for them.
Aww.
So here we go.
I had a real good mother and father. They surely stood the test. And now are in bright glory and are sleeping on the Savior's breast. They set a good example for me, and they taught me how to pray. Now I truly converted and walking on the narrow way. I know that if I cannot meet them on high, how lonely I will be. For what good is my journey if I miss out on eternity? I have had a real good mother and father, and they surely stood the test. And now they're in bright glory and sleeping on the Savior's breast.
Sometimes I find I get to thinking of the past. We swore to each other then our love would surely last. You kept right on loving, I went on a fast. Now I am too thin and your love is too vast. But I know from your eye, and I know from your smile, that tonight we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine. For a while I choose the rooms that I live in with care. The windows are small and the walls almost bare. There's only one bed and there's only one prayer. I listen all night for your step on the stair. But I know from your eyes, and I know from your smile, that tonight we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine. For a while. Oh, sometimes I see her undressing for me. She's a soft, naked lady love meant her to be. And she's moving her body so brave and so free. If I've got to remember, that's a fine memory. And I know from her eyes, and I know from her smile, that tonight we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine. For a while.
Spring Poem for the Sake of Breathing, written after a walk to Foster Island, by James Masao Mitsui. The sky wants the water to turn gray, but if I notice how waves play with the clumps of yellow flags or the way turtles share logs, or even try to understand a friend's decision to walk onto a glacier and end her life, I will be ready for any poems that have been waiting. The horizon opens as I walk, escorted by swans and Canada geese. I need to stop backpedaling into the present. In my old life, people would straighten the truth, but the river flows in curves. The names of my father and my mother rest next to each other in Greenwood Cemetery. The distance between me and the mountains measures an uneven thought. I feel like an orphan. An early moon is just a piece of change in the softening sky. Light is such an actress. Time to seek Hopper's wish to simply paint sunlight on the wooden wall of a house. I am growing older. Maru in Japanese means the ship will make it back home. We are listening to Spring Song by Felix Mendelssohn from the very important collection Songs Without Words, whose title did inspire this very show. So it's an honor to have Mr. Mendelssohn join us today as well. I was going to read another poem, but as I was looking for it, I realized it also has spring in the title, and then I realized that I think I read it last spring on this show, because I guess I only have one poem about spring that I have. Whatever. I guess I'll have to get a new one. Anyways, I was looking it up, and then I encountered that one by chance. And yeah, spring is upon us. And you know what that means? It means there's going to be flowers, including some white roses, such as these by Flight. Enjoy.
Pack up the sun and sweep away the stars and hang a veil over the moon. The cars are parked and the bells are ringing out. Just never thought you'd leave so soon. But those white roses are growing round the houses that you buried under the arches all your life. And will you beg my forgiveness? Will you be my only witness to this bird in flight over those white roses? Thank you.
White Roses by Flint.
Actually, it's by Flight, and I already told them. Sorry.
Oh my god, I'm just gonna leave. I was in the bathroom, guys.
But I don't know what's going on. You can't hear the music in the bathroom right now. I couldn't find the little knob.
That's so sad. How am I supposed to pee in WMFO and not hear the music?
That's the only reason you pee in WMFO.
100%.
Whoever is in charge of where the music is heard in the studio,
it's
obviously
me.
You're listening right now. Like, I'm requesting that we fix that.
I'm pretty sure that it's just a knob that we turn up in.
Yeah, I know, but where is it? I don't know. Whatever.
We need a list of where all the knobs are in WMFO.
Yeah.
All right, next we have...
Well, this is the end of our show.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that crazy how time flies when you're having such a good time? So fast. This is the fastest hour of my life. Really, really appreciate all of you guys being here. We appreciate Maya being here. Maya, any words?
I appreciate you all inviting me.
Sorry.
Oh.
Oh, my name's Maya.
It's been a pleasure and an honor.
Thank you. It's been an honor as well.
And right. Well, we're so happy to be back on the air.
Yeah, we are. And we will be consistent.
We will be.
It's just been a hard couple weeks.
Pinky promise.
We just pinky promise, and you guys couldn't see it, but it happened. All right. Well, we will see you guys next week at 4 p.m. Tune in for some more songs and words.
Both of those things.
Both of those things. Have a beautiful week, a beautiful rest of your Sunday.
Yeah.
Go enjoy the remnants of the sun as it sets in the sky.
And then have sweet dreams.
Mm-hmm.
As you move into your Monday.
Moving into Monday.
And we'll play you a little something to get you squared away.
It's called Sleeping Lessons.
By the Shins.
Here we go. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Oh, this was
Songs with Words.
This was Songs with Words, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Test Free Farm Radio. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Without, till the need seeps in, your love anymore. Collect your novel petals for the stem and glow. Serrate your fragile frame.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you something new in modern music.